At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Good afternoon, sir. Please raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
You swear or affirm the testimony you will give today will be the truth.
I do.
You may take your seat. Please adjust the microphone if you need to.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you please introduce yourself to the jury?
My name is Richard Chagrin.
Mr. Chagrin, how do you know my client, Donna Adelson?
I met them 38 years ago. They're best friends. The wife was the president and CEO of a nonprofit. I was chairman of the board.
And you grew close with Donna and her husband, Harvey Adelson?
When I first met my wife 36 years ago, we formed a gourmet club, and they were part of the gourmet club. We met probably every 2 to 3 months. And then as the years progressed, became friendlier and went on a number of vacations with them.
Okay, you say gourmet club.
Gourmet dinners at people's houses.
Now, are you married, sir?
I am.
Okay, and what does your wife do for a living?
She's an attorney.
What kind of attorney?
Her specialty is real estate, estate, corporate, and bankruptcy.
Estate planning?
Yes.
Now, did you speak with Donna or Harvey on the day that Charlie was convicted?
No.
How about the next day?
Yes.
Without telling us what they said, did you and your wife go to their residence in Miami?
Yes.
Okay. And when you got there, can you describe Donna for us?
She was distraught.
And what about Harvey?
Harvey was like in shock.
Now, prior to this, you indicated that you had traveled with my client and her husband. Did you travel extensively on your own?
Well, we went on cruises, and then we did there was 13 of us did two weeks in Israel.
Okay. Were you somewhat savvier than they when it comes to booking travel?
Oh yeah, I've been to 75 countries around the world.
Okay. And were you asked to assist them in any way on November 7th of 2023?
Yes.
And specifically, what were you asked to do?
Initially, I helped Donna with the visa. And then when we were done applying for the visa, Donna took Susan to show her the dress that she bought for Lincoln's Bar Mitzvah. And then she asked Harvey to sit down with me and make plane reservations.
Okay. When you sat down to assist with the reservations, what did you discover?
The ironic thing was that the round trip was a fraction more than one way. And I suggested, since you don't know when you're coming back until sometime in January, book a one way. And I remember commenting to Harvey, I said, I'd be willing to bet it's cheaper to fly from Vietnam to the United States than it is from the United States to Vietnam.
Now, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about the visa. Were there options that were given when selecting which visa to apply for?
To my recollection, there was only two options, a 30-day or a 90-day.
Do you know why the 90-day was selected?
Well, I said they didn't know how long they were going to be gone.
And do you remember if the visa that was applied for only allowed them to come into the country once, or did it allow them to come in the country multiple times?
I'm not aware.
Okay. Now, you indicated that they were coming back for their grandson's bar mitzvah?
Yes.
Okay. Why, if you know, why were they wanting to get out of town?
Well, unfortunately, they were barraged by the media. Fortunately, they live in a condo, so they didn't let them in. And they were afraid to leave the building.
To your knowledge, have the Adelsons been to Vietnam in the past?
Yes.
And they found it to be relaxing?
To my knowledge, I was there. I thought it was a great country, great people, great food.
Now, although you are the one that suggested the one-way ticket, who booked the flight?
Harvey.
To your knowledge, were they free to travel?
They told us when we got there that their attorney said they had no restrictions in traveling.
Can you describe the type of mother and grandmother that you observed Donna to be?
Well, Donna was the ultimate Jewish mother, not unlike my wife, that was very involved in their children and grandchildren's lives. I think Donna maybe was a little more involved in her grandchildren because of the situation of grandsons losing their father, Wendy working, and also they live close by Donna and Harvey in South Beach.
So, am I hearing correctly, you would describe Donna as a typical Jewish grandmother?
More than typical.
And a typical Jewish mother?
Yes.
At the time that you were assisting them on November 7th of 2023 with the travel, had they decided when they were coming back from Vietnam?
They were undecided, other than the fact that they were going to, whether it was prior to the bar mitzvah or just before the bar mitzvah, they didn't know how long they were going to be gone.
But they were coming back for the bar mitzvah?
Oh, definitely. They wouldn't miss it for the world.
Just a moment, Ron.
Nothing further, Ron?
Go ahead.
Right.
Sir, at the time that the travel was booked, the bar mitzvah was less than 90 days away, right?
It was in January.
Do you recall giving a deposition? It was by Zoom, but I was present, August 29th, 2024.
Vaguely.
And in that deposition, weren't you asked, so did you make any of the decisions when to travel or how to travel, or were you just the conduit to the technology? And your answer was the conduit for the technology.
Yes.
But today you're saying you're the one that suggested that they file one way.
Objection, Your Honor, proper impeachment.
Overruled.
Isn't that right?
Well, to me, that's part of being the conduit, just suggesting.
You were there because you were more computer savvy than Harvey or Donna, right?
I was there that day?
Yes, sir. To help with the computer is what you said in the deposition.
Well, once we got there, I was there because my wife had done estate planning for them.
Okay, but what you did in reference to the travel planning was help with the computer.
Yes.
Because you were more computer savvy than these two.
Correct.
But today you're saying you suggested the one-way flight, right?
Yeah, I just offered my suggestion.
Okay. And you said that Donna Adelson is a typical Jewish grandmother. Does a typical Jewish grandmother suggest dressing her grandchildren up in Nazi uniforms?
Not to my knowledge.
No further questions.
All right.
Have an excellent.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Would you say that you are more travel savvy than Donna and Harvey Adelson?
I would say yes.
And when you were deposed on August 29th of 2024, did Ms. Kappelman ask you if you made any suggestions about a one-way ticket or a round-trip ticket?
I don't remember.
Okay. Would it be helpful if I showed you a copy of your deposition transcript?
Surely.
I'm going to show page 11, lines 12 through 17.
You're looking, want me to read each one?
If you could just read page 11, which is where you're on, lines 12 through 17.
12, question, okay.
Donna, do yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did Ms. Kappelman ask if you made any decisions?
No.
Well, she asked if you made decisions, but you did not make decisions, did you?
No.
You made suggestions?
Yes.
Nothing further.
Will this witness need to be retained or is he released?
He released, Your Honor.
Have a good day, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Please call your next witness.
Defense would call to Ron Khan.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.